It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. So yesterday was a big day here in Hardin County. The lieutenant governor came to town, and she visited the site that Baptist Health has set up in Town Mall for handing out the COVID-19 vaccines.
Yeah.
And it was nice to see her coming in and kind of just checking things out. And we were able to send Zach Epperson, our news guy, up there, and he was able to interview her and speak to her one-on-one.
Yeah.
So,
and there are pictures to prove it.
Yeah, and that's where it gets funny.
Yes. So yesterday, Zach sends me a picture that somebody had taken of him with Lieutenant Governor. And I was like, oh, that's great. You know, that's a good picture. And then I look at the picture and I'm like, what is that on his mask? What's on it? I mean, she's wearing a nice mask. And so I zoom in and I look at it and I had to ask him. I said, are those ghosts on your mask?
And pumpkins.
Well, I just noticed the ghost.
And
that's
the
what
word
I focus
boo.
On. Oh, I didn't notice that one. But
yeah, if you zoom in like I did.
I was totally focused on the ghost. And then he doesn't respond because Zach doesn't always quickly respond. And so I was like, I'd already determined. I said, they are. And that's awesome. And he says, yes, they are ghosts. At 4 o'clock this morning, I couldn't find a mask and it was the only one that I could find. So he had to take it. And I said, I love that on so many levels.
Okay. So backing up, Zach has what we jokingly refer to as a Barlow original. My mother, Pam Barlow, has made masks since the very beginning of all this. And hers are really nice. They have a lanyard sewn into them. There's a little metal piece in the nose part that it bends around your face. There's adjustable loops on the ears so that you can make sure that it fits your face perfectly. I had my mom make one of these for Zach that has the seal of Kentucky in it all over it. It's a beautiful mask, and it's blue. It looks like the flag. And I also had one made for Brian Smith and a couple of other people that, you know, really are kind of folks that really enjoy the state and the government and Commonwealth and all that. And I thought, oh, surely Zach wore that mask to meet the lieutenant governor. Nope. Halloween mask.
It was the only one available.
So here's the thing. In his defense, he didn't know she was coming to town. It was a last-minute thing. He didn't get a chance to really prep for it. Had he known, he said he would have washed the Barlow original state seal mask and worn that one. But again, at 4 o'clock in the morning when he's running out the door headed to work and didn't know she was coming, he grabbed a Halloween mask.
So this has turned into a whole thing. And I love,
because I'm not going to let it go.
I love Zach's sense of humor, and he is a professional. He is a hard worker. He does a great job, and I absolutely love working with him. He is just so much fun. And so he takes all this, you know, with us giving him a hard time about the ghosts, but he bowls. And so last night when he was bowling, he said that he was just, people were not letting go of it.
Yeah.
They were bowling last night. So it's not just us giving them a hard time. It's just, it's one of those classic moments.
Well, the official press photos of yesterday's event go out, and there's Zach interviewing her in his ghost mask. I think we should put a post
prepared.
Up.
Should we should.
All right. Well, we have the original photo where he's facing her, and it's a good shot of the mask. But then I've blown it up also. So we should do a side-by-side where you're like, what is that? Is that? Yep, that's definitely a ghost. We'll put that up on Facebook for everyone to enjoy.